These are all of our stories. These are who we are as Americans.
Freedom leads to prosperity. Freedom is the victor.
This is the podcast of Grassroots Radio Colorado with your host, Chris Cook.
And this is the podcast for Grassroots Radio Colorado. I'm your host, Chris Cook. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. And I hope you had a chance to listen to me fill in for Jimmy Sengenberger on Saturday night on 710 KNUS on Jimmy's show. Jimmy, thank you so much for the opportunity. And I really did enjoy getting back into a studio and have a producer behind the glass, and it was exciting. It was very exciting. It was a wonderful 3 hours, and I was so pleased and so energized to be able to do that. So thank you, Jimmy. I really appreciate that. Hope I get the chance to do it again. And it is that fight. It is that conservative fight that I want to talk about, and that's what we were talking about on Saturday night. It's what I talk about pretty much every day, you know. And there are folks who protest against the concept of saying that it's a fight. That there are folks who have a problem with that terminology. They don't want it to be a fight. I don't even know what they think it is. I can't agree that it's not a fight. It is a fight. It is a fight for our country, and that is what we're doing. I mean, that's what we're engaged in every single day. And it's complete with enemy combatants. It's complete with fragging. It is complete with all of the elements of a battle. And it's hard to stay motivated sometimes. It really, really is. That's my question for you this evening. How do you stay motivated for the fight? How do you keep in it? How do you keep your mind in it and your heart in it and keep going? And I have to confess that that's something that I have been struggling with over the course of the past few days. I'm an accountant by training and by trade. That's what I do for a living. That's how I make my living. And because I have that unique skill set that goes along with being a CPA, sometimes I get pulled in to help with financial things, and that's what I did. I don't want to go into the details of the entire deal, but I was asked to be at a meeting and provide my accounting skills. I did that. And I was betrayed for it because I did not adhere to someone else's agenda and I didn't know what that agenda was. All that aside, I was betrayed by people that I trust, people within the movement that I trust or trusted at any rate. And when that happens to you, it's devastating. When people that you counted as friends take it upon themselves to destroy you, that's devastating. But that's politics. And that's the thing that I've been struggling with. I said, okay, if I am finding out that there are people that I can't trust, then how do I keep my mind in this fight? How do I keep my heart in this fight? I mean, politics is a dirty business. It just is. It is a dirty business. If you've ever watched House of Cards, you know that. I think that that show is utterly realistic. I really do. I think it is utterly realistic. Very true to life. I think that all that stuff actually happens. In fact, I know that it does because I've seen it. I've been victim to it. And that's the thing. Betrayal is part of the landscape. And it can come from anywhere. And so given that, What do you do? How do you arm yourself against that? How do you arm yourself so that you can stay in that fight? How do you arm yourself mentally so that you want to stay in that fight and not completely drop out? Now, I am an activist. I've been an activist in Colorado since 2008. This is my seventh year of doing activism in the state of Colorado. And that is part of this show. It's been part of Grassroots Radio Colorado since I started on the show in June of 2014. Being an activist is part of being this part of the solution. Being an activist is being part of the solution and being in the thick of things so that you can affect the outcome. And so if we're going to affect any changes, we have to be activists. And we have to deal with the problems that come with that. We have to be able to maneuver between the buoys. We have to be able to maneuver between all of the obstacles that present themselves, including things like what have happened to me over the course of the past week. And that is a problem. It's something that I've, like I say, I've been struggling with it over the course of the past few days. I've come up with a couple solutions, a couple reasons to keep myself in the fight. And that's what I wanted to share with you guys this evening, because it seems like this could be useful information for anyone who's about to give up. There's a lot of strife in the Republican Party right now. There's a lot of strife. And there's a lot of strife within the Liberty Movement itself. And that strife is really exhausting to emotions and to your mental state. And you know, it's just absolutely exhausting when you're having to do all these things and constantly watch your back and measure every single word that comes out of your mouth and then assess every word that comes at you for its truth and its transparency. And that's the thing. It just wears you down. I've come to realize over the course of the last few days that there are a few things that you do need to have in order to succeed in politics. And I'm using a broad definition of succeed. In this case, I'm just using it as in order to continue in the fight, in order to stay in there. You have to be shrewd. You have to be cunning. You have to be thick-skinned. You have to be pragmatic. None of those are, I'm not using any of those in a negative connotation. You know, to be cunning, in my mind, means you understand all the ramifications, you know, you understand all the inputs, and you understand what the outputs are. I'm not talking about manipulation. I'm not talking about fraud, you know, and making false representations and that kind of thing. I'm not talking about that. But I am talking about having a deep understanding and a clarity about how politics works. So I really think that, and if you have extra, you know, if you have other things that you think are needed in order to succeed in politics, let me know. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/grassrootsradiocolorado. You can email me, Chris, K-R-I-S, at grassrootsradiocolorado.com. And I would like to hear from you if there are other qualities you think are necessary. But the ones that I've come up with are shrewd, cunning, thick-skinned, and pragmatic. Now, pragmatic within the Liberty Movement is a problematic term. So let me talk about what I mean there. When I say be pragmatic, I say understand what reality is as we are facing it right now. You've got to understand all that. That is, I think, a key, and it does not mean that you compromise. Being pragmatic does not mean that you compromise. Being pragmatic means you understand reality as it stands right now and what it will take to function within that reality in order to move towards the mission, whatever that mission is. If it's getting a conservative elected president in 2016, if it's you know, seeking the resignation of Chairman House, whatever that end goal is, that mission, we have to understand what the landscape looks like right now. Your map has to match reality. And if you don't have that, then anything else that you do is going to go down the drain. If you do not have that pragmatic view, if you do not have that realistic map of reality, it's sort of redundant, never mind. If you don't have that realistic map, then you're going to have issues in finding and reaching that mission. You're going to have issues. Now, there are other qualities that I think a lot of people think you have to have in order to succeed in politics, especially the more cynical among us. And I hear you out there nodding your heads. I don't think these are necessary to succeed in politics, but many people possess these qualities who are in politics. They're two-faced, they're liars, they're backstabbers. And that is unfortunate. It truly is, because all of that compromises our integrity, and it compromises the mission itself. It compromises being able to get from A to B, because you are always having to watch your back. You are always having to assess whether or not this person who says that they're your friend actually is. And I don't care how many years you've spent with that person, you still have to do that. You still, and no matter how many battles you've been through, whatever, you still have to assess that. I found that out the hard way. And that's okay. That's okay. It's good information. It is good information, but I found that out the hard way. In this environment, what I think you really have to have in order to proceed with integrity, and if you've been listening to me for any length of time, you know that is my number one value, integrity, that you are true to the principles that you espouse, that you are true to your word, and true to the things that are right, and that you know to be right. You have to have integrity. So in order to proceed with integrity in the environment of politics, you've got to have two things. You need to be an ideologue, and you need to be an idealist. So let me talk about being an ideologue. Ideologue is one of those words that is thrown around by the left and by the establishment Republicans as a dirty word. And I have never felt that being an ideologue is a dirty thing. I never felt that. What being an ideologue means to me is that I put the principles above everything else. Mission over ego. I know you're all saying it along with me at the same time. It's about putting the principles over everything else, because the principles are what are going to save our country. The principles are the foundation that our founders had when they constructed our nation, when they birthed this nation in the 18th century. And that is those principles, adherence to those principles and belief in them as the salvation for this country, I think is paramount. If you believe in those principles strongly enough, you will have the foundation to do what's right. If you believe in those principles and understand them strongly enough, you will have the foundation to do what's right. And that's what we have to do. You have to have that foundation. You have to be able to pursue what's right. And you have to know that it's right. That keeps your heart in it. You have to know that it's the right thing. This is the good fight. This is the good fight. And the other thing I think we need to be is idealists. Now, you're scratching your head going, but you just told me I needed to be a pragmatist. And I did. And here's how I see this interplay. Being pragmatic means that you understand what the environment and the landscape are right now. Being an idealist means you also understand that there's hope for the future, that it will change and get better. If you can have both of those things, if you can keep both of those aspects in your mind, understanding where we're at, having the emotional intelligence to understand people and move forward with that knowledge, and then hope that through your efforts, you can change things. You can do things, you can help things be better as we move forward. This is not the easiest path. No one said it would be. This is not the easiest path to take. And if you doubt yourself, which I have been doing, if you doubt yourself, if you doubt your talents, if you doubt that what you bring to the party, you're going to be crushed. But if you hold on to those, you're going to be able to succeed and move on. You'll be hurt, but you will be able to pull yourself back up and move forward. When we come back, I want to relate this all and kind of bring it out of the abstract and into reality. And we'll talk about that here in just a minute on Grassroots Radio Colorado. That is a track from Lee Rosevere called Up All Night, which I thought the name was ironic since I've spent a few sleepless nights over the past week or so. Insomnia is my friend. We just kind of deal with it and move forward. It just happens that way sometimes. When you're facing something, you know, it just reverberates around in your brain and you're like, did I do the right thing? And then realize that, yes, you did. And then it's a lot easier to sleep when you get to that point. So before the break, in case you forgot who you're listening to, I'm Chris Cook. You're listening to the Grassroots Radio Colorado podcast. And before the break, I told you that there were, in my opinion, two things that you need besides the normal political pieces of being shrewd and cunning and being thick-skinned and pragmatic. There are two pieces that you need in order to navigate this landscape, this political landscape, with integrity and keep that integrity. And those two things are to be an ideologue and to be an idealist. And I want to kind of demonstrate what I'm talking about so that this becomes a little bit more real. I don't know if you guys remember, I think it was on NBC, a show called Smash. And what Smash was is sort of a meta show. I've been binge watching it for the third time or so lately, but it's sort of a meta show. It's a television show about a Broadway show being born and coming to the stage and coming to Broadway. And it's a really fantastic show. It stars Catherine McPhee, Deborah Messing, Jack Davenport. It's got a great cast. Angelica Houston's in it. She's not my favorite actress, but I really do like her in this role. And it's really an amazing show. The music is amazing. The choreography, the staging, everything about this show I just absolutely love. And it just all feels very authentic, like very much like this is actually what happens on Broadway. And there's a couple pieces to this, because when you're going to Broadway, I think there's a lot of backstabbing within the arts world, just like there is in politics, just like there is in business, just like there is in any other arena in which you find yourself. I mean, I guess when you get people together, you get an old adage, you get more than two people into the same room, you're going to get politics. It's all political. All of it is political, whether it's overtly political or it's just interpersonally political, it's still all political. And the Broadway piece of it, I think, really exemplifies in many ways how we can navigate within this overtly political world. You have these young people who have been raised with this dream, or they have had this dream since they were young children, to be stars on Broadway. And I've known some people like that. I used to be a jazz singer and in an 18-piece big band. That was a lot of fun. It really was. And I knew through that experience, I met a lot of people who had been musicians from a very young age, as had I, and who, you know, had that dream, to go to Broadway. None of them had made it, obviously, but they still had that dream of the limelight. And being able to be in that spotlight, as did I. That's why I wanted to sing with them. In Smash, you see this played out within this drama. And you see the idealism, for sure. I mean, that is obvious. The idea that this show can be made perfect, this idea that my performance can be made perfect so that I can have that spotlight, and that idea that it can be better, it can be best, and that we can get from where we are right now to that point and navigate that so that we have a perfect Broadway show. And then the ideologue piece comes in. There's a character in the show played by Jennifer Hudson. And in the show, her name is Ronnie. And she's a multiple Tony Award winner, still under 30, you know, and just really, really, really talented. And the director asks her, what would be the one piece of advice that she would give to someone who is about to be a star? And her advice is, protect the work. That's what she tells her. Protect the work. Everything else can fall away, but if you protect the work, the personalities don't matter. to me, that's being an ideologue about theater, but it's being an ideologue. It's being committed to the principle of the work itself. It's being committed to what the work actually represents and committed to doing art the best way you can. In politics, for me, that means protect the principles. Make sure that they continue. Make sure that they are foremost in the struggle and that everything else should fall away. The personalities won't matter. If you're protecting the principles, none of the rest of it matters. And so I thought it was a really interesting analogy to me when it finally occurred to me that that's what they're talking about. It's that same mix, ideologue, idealism, and having both of those pieces in there. The Broadway show that they're putting together, it's a show about Marilyn Monroe, and it's called Bombshell. And Bombshell does eventually make it to Broadway. And it's, which I hope I didn't just give away the ending, but it does actually make it to Broadway. And to watch the development from the very first inception all the way through and watch that commitment to the principle of the art itself and watch that idealism to the performances and to the staging and to the choreography and all the things that need to happen in order for it to be a most perfect piece of art that they can put together. This team can put together and bring it to Broadway and bring it to Broadway audiences. It's just a great analogy to me because I think that is possible in politics. I think it is possible for us to remain committed to the principles, to understand and disseminate them and educate people about them and help people understand how the principles play out in 21st century America, what our nation would look like if we implemented them. I think it's possible for us to message that. I think it's possible for us to communicate that if we understand them ourselves. If we've put all this together ourselves and understand the stories and we understand how to bring it to light. And I'm firmly committed to the idea, in spite of all evidence, that people can do this with integrity, that we can make integrity one of those principles that our country holds in the forefront. I do believe that. I am not a cynic. I have never been a cynic. It's really hard for me mentally when I become cynical, and it does happen. It really does. And it's not a hard trap to fall into. It's really not. And that's kind of a problem. It's not hard to look at the world and just throw up your hands and say, I give up. I utterly give up. I am not going to participate in anything. I am not going to be part of anything. I'm not going to be part of politics. It can all burn for all I care, because I have said that probably 200 times over the course of the last 5 days. And then when I was sitting down to do this podcast and figure out what I was going to talk about, I began to realize that is the wrong response. It really is the wrong response for me. And I hope it is for you too. We've got to keep our motivation to stay in the fight, and what personalities we run across and different things that happen to us and the different challenges that are thrown at us, sometimes very sharp challenges that land between your shoulder blades. Still, we've got to find the motivation to get back up, get back into the fray, lend our talents where we can most help achieve the mission. That is what needs to be done. And you've got to make your own decisions. You've got to make your own decisions about what strategies fit with your values, how you're going to pursue that, if you're going to pursue it in a shrewd and cunning way. Just please don't be two-faced. Please don't be a backstabber. I mean, it's okay to be pragmatic and still retain the individual relationships that you have around you as much as you can. It is okay to do it that way. You do not have to throw everyone under the bus. But please keep in mind being an ideologue, being committed to those principles, being an idealist, being committed that to the idea that it can happen. There is hope. There is an end game here, and there is hope that we can actually achieve something. Now, for my libertarian friends, that means that both parties do burn down. Both the Democrats and the Republicans burn down. For my anarchist friends out there, and I know there's some of you listening, that means that it all burns down and we go back into a society that doesn't have any government whatsoever. We all have to make our own decisions. For me, philosophically, it means I'm trying to save the Republican Party. Philosophically, I think that makes the most sense. And it comes from my pragmatism. It does come from my pragmatism and my idea that the party, as it was originally founded, can be returned to that. We can find that fire that started the party in 1854. I think that we can. I really do. But it's not going to be an easy fight. And it's not without its challenges, and it's not without its down moments, I guess, is the best way I can say it. But we have to keep pushing for the mission. We have to keep pushing for conservative candidates who get these principles. We have to keep pushing for people with integrity who are willing to throw PC out the window. We need to keep pushing for that. We need to keep pushing for people who are willing to stand for what's right. We need to keep being people who are willing to stand for what's right. We have to. If we don't, if all the good people, the ones who understand this, the ones who get this, and who have that pragmatic view and who are smart strategically, if all those good people fall off the planet, we're doomed. We're absolutely doomed. And maybe I flatter myself that I'm one of them, but I really feel a need to be in this fight. I really feel like I am doing some good and that I am helping to restore that founder's vision. I am helping to find a way to get from A to B and change what we're seeing right now, change our society, change our government. I think I'm part of that. I think that, honestly, I think it was part of the reason why I was put on this planet. It's why I sit down and do these podcasts. It's why I did the radio for over a year. It's why I'm continuing to try to find another radio gig, because this, I think, is a huge part of how we make that happen. This is my talent that I am contributing. So I hope you'll find that piece that makes your heart sing and that helps you pull in those two things, idealism, and pull in all of that, and with integrity, and to be able to affect some change. See if we can fix all this. And don't let the personalities bother you. One of the four agreements in the book, The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, is don't take anything personally. Don't take anything personally. I have to remind myself of that every single day. But that's part of how you keep ego out of pursuing the mission. If you know what you're doing is the right thing for the right reasons, and you're not throwing anyone under the bus to do that, you're going to find strength that you didn't know you had. I hope this has been helpful. If you're finding any struggles like I am, I hope this has been helpful. It's just so important. GrassrootsRadioColorado.com. Find me, Chris, K-R-I-S, at GrassrootsRadio.Colorado.com. Facebook.com/GrassrootsRadioColorado. Love to hear from you. Remember, America is great because Americans are great. So go out there and be exceptional.